Welcome to Hallmarks the Spot, your favorite podcast in the world.
Absolutely.
Soon to be on Mars.
Well, or in that space hotel they were talking about. Yeah, the space hotel. Just imagine we go up there. Neil deGrasse
Tyson was talking about it.
Yeah, we'll go up there and record a Hallmarks the Spot. Yes. We'll be like in the universe.
In space.
Your favorite one in the universe, or at least the solar system. So I'm Ellie.
I'm Jim.
And we are here to talk about It Was Always You, starring Tyler Hines and Aaron Krakow, or Krakow. I don't know how to pronounce it. I've heard it both ways when they announce it.
I'm sure she wants it pronounced Krakow. Krakow. So it's not like Krakow prison.
Krakow. Poop. Krakow. That would only increase the coolness of her name if it was like very akin to a Batman, bam, pow, Krakow.
Well, did we introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was lost. When you started talking about Batman.
It was almost like you were on the other podcast.
Yes, you started talking about Batman. And I'm going, ooh, Batman. Let's talk about Batman.
We can talk about Batman. Oh, my goodness.
So yes, and...
Who's going to be the next Batman?
Oh, Robert Pattinson.
Oh, that's right.
Edward
from Twilight.
Yes.
Okay. That'll be fun.
Yeah. It was we're going to be talking about is it the final movie?
No. I don't think so, because Spring Fling doesn't start until March 20th, but maybe it is the final one. Are they taking a break? What are they showing next week?
The Prince one. Isn't that a Spring Fling?
I don't know. We should have done some research. Should we pause?
No, I'm telling you. Hold on. Hold up.
Ellie's holding her horses.
Schedule.
Yeah, let's check out the schedule.
This is a weird quasi-movie that does not fit into one of their seasons.
Yeah.
I went back to It Was Always You, and it says Love Ever After. Right on it. Right. And what's the...
Fit for a Prince.
No, the one after that. Chasing Waterfalls. Okay. That's one of the Spring Fling. Yes.
Yeah.
It says it right there.
So, yeah, this is a weird... it's not Love Ever After, and it's not Spring Fling yet.
Yes.
Or Spring... Fling?
It's some...
Now, you know, at my college... Spring Fling. At my college... We actually had Spring Fling.
Oh.
It was an event or a week or something, but Spring Fling was a thing. And so that's why when I say it sounds weird because it's like 30 years ago again. And hey, what are you doing for Spring Fling? or hey, who's going to Spring Fling or whatever? I don't even remember. I'll have to find out more about that because I've erased it from my memory.
Okay. So, we'll be talking about Love Ever, not Love Ever.
No, It Was Always You.
It Was Always You.
Which gives it all away right there. There is no, I mean, You Baking Me Crazy also gives it away, I guess. You could argue that they all kind of give it away.
Well, except if they have one of those generic titles like, you know.
Like Fit for a Prince?
Yes.
But I think there's a prince in there.
Or Good Tidings
Christmas. And she's a fashion designer. See? Fit for a Prince. I didn't even realize that when I said
wow.
Oh, my God. Wow. What a pun. They're working overtime, baby.
That would have blown my mind if I thought it was clever at all.
It only blows my mind that it wasn't immediately obvious to me. I'm losing my edge.
Imagine the pitch meeting for that one.
Yeah. How about Fit for a Prince?
Yeah.
What do you think?
She's making the prince clothes, you see?
Yeah. So the emperor has new clothes.
Yeah.
No, the prince has new clothes. Wait, no.
Oh, I got a great title. Fit for a Prince. Get it?
No, the first draft was Measure a Prince. Yeah. The Measure of a Prince.
That was too clunky.
That was. But The Measure of a Man, get it? It's got a certain poetic.
And so we also are going to be doing our top five sidekicks.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
I was going to say, you just sprang that on me. I'm not available. I have my number one. Let's do that right now. The number one of all time sidekick.
Right. What's that?
Is, hold on, Mistletoe Inn. And I forget her name, but she's awesome. She has
Sam
and Mistletoe Inn. She is the sidekick at the conference.
Right.
And she has sass and confidence, and she's the one who goes like shoo shoo to Garth to get rid of him.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know her name. She has been a sidekick in other things, but she reaches perfection in that movie because she handles like the snobby expert conference goer.
Right.
She goes right up to Alicia Witt and is like, oh, you have that lost registration look or whatever. And she says, oh, is it that obvious? And she goes, oh, I had it last year, but way worse. So like she's humble. You know, like jokes to put her at ease. She's the best.
Lucy Guest is her name.
She is my favorite. That is my favorite sidekick of all time. I can't I challenge you to get me to reconsider.
She was named one of the top 10 filmmakers to watch in 2017.
Oh, wow. So she makes films. So she does this to...
She is a powerhouse talent, both in front and behind the camera.
Wow. Does she make Hallmark movies?
I don't know what she makes. Well, I doubt anyone making Hallmark movies is going to be considered a top 10 filmmaker to watch out for.
What a snob. I don't know what you're talking about. It depends on who's saying that.
Believe me.
People magazine?
Believe me. I grade all Hallmark movies, with a very big bell curve.
Oh, wow. Now you're just being condescending and patronizing. Okay.
No, I'm just saying that, come on, there's real movies and then there's Hallmark movies.
We're going to get stripped of our Hallmark's the Spot title. You better watch out. There are going to be people here who rebel. You might get some mail from that at marksthespotmail@gmail.com. Okay, so Lucy Guest.
Yeah, that's your favorite sidekick.
Yeah, but I asked you what other movies was she in as a sidekick?
Oh.
Do you see? Are you on our wiki page?
No, I'm on IMDb.
Oh. Well, it should have her filmography.
Yeah, but I don't.
Okay, we don't have time for that. Okay, who's your top?
It's not like I don't have time. I just.
Okay, how about you tell me who your favorite sidekick is and see if I reconsider?
She's been on Murder, She Baked.
Of course she has.
She's been in the Gourmet Detective.
But she hasn't been in the crossword one yet.
My favorite sidekick, let's see. It's a toss-up.
Okay.
One for her cuteness is that one she starred in, that one we like. the Hanukkah, the Jewish actor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's a good sidekick.
Holiday Date.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
But when she was the hotelier in the Belgian chocolate one.
That one was a stretch with that accent.
When she was the ice skater in the one.
Yeah, the ice skater. And then she's the right-hand person of the matchmaker to the prince.
Oh, yes. Yes, she is. Yeah. Yep.
So, okay.
She's a pretty good, I mean, just for the breadth of the things that she's done, she's good.
I can tell you this, she may have been in some less than desirable movies.
Uh-oh. What do you mean by that? Porn?
No. Hallmark movies. Just that.
You got so serious.
I'm saying no.
I was like less than desirable on the wrong side of the tracks. I don't get it.
No, I can't say less than desirable because I'm trying to think of a movie she was in that was bad.
Well, the Belgian chocolate one.
Yeah, but it wasn't a bad movie.
It wasn't just terrible, terrible.
Her accent was a little suspect.
It was going in and out.
Yeah.
It was in and out. What is her name? Did you look her
up? But except for that one?
Uh-huh.
Always a good performance.
That's right. Holiday Date. Holiday Date was great. So I like her as the leading lady too.
Oh, and she was also in the whatchamacallit, the Lacey Chabert in the jungle.
Oh, that's right. Not in South Africa.
In South Africa.
That's right.
Yeah, they were in the jungle, weren't they?
No, well, it's not called the jungle.
Brittany Bristow.
That's right. Brittany Bristow.
That's who it is.
Do you have the names of some of these that you, a matchmaker prince or matchmaker?
Let's see.
Love on Safari.
Love on Safari. Yes, that was one.
And I don't know what they call the Savannah type.
Holiday Date.
You know, it's more of a Savannah that, you know, but there's also mountains in the distance and stuff, but that's what. I don't know what they call that in the bush in South Africa. Yeah,
I don't know either.
It's not a jungle, though.
My other sidekick that I like is a complete 180.
Okay.
The dude from the Lacey Chabert and Brennan Elliott.
The tall movie. Guy?
Yeah, the
super tall guy?
Yeah, the
the hardware store owner.
The hardware store owner, yeah.
From In Love, all of my heart. All of my heart.
That's when I'll look up that guy's name, too.
He is unnaturally tall, or at least seems that way. It's like he's 6'7 or something. I mean, he dwarfs Brennan Elliott, but Brennan Elliott's only 5'10, right? Is that what we just decided after that last movie?
Yeah, full cast and crew. I need to see who this dude is.
It would have been better had we prepared for this.
Grayston Holt. Yes, it would have. Daniel Cudmore. He's 6'7.
I guessed correctly. I win. Yeah, what do I win? Oh, chicken and broccoli for dinner.
Yeah. Only if we get through this segment.
We will.
Yeah, so those are my two.
Those are good choices. However, sidekicks. I still stick with Lucy Guest.
Yeah.
I love her in that
because
movie.
She's sassy.
She is.
In Mistletoe Inn.
She knows how to put that guy, everyone, she puts people at ease and she puts people in their place. And she knows who's who. And she's like a good friend because she like puts in the chapter. She's the one who's responsible for Zeke showing up at the end. Sorry, spoiler alert, everyone.
Yeah, spoiler alert to all you who haven't seen
Mistletoe Inn. And if you haven't, you better find it and watch it, baby, because it is good. It's a classic.
One of our go-tos, that one.
Yeah. We should figure out what our five most watched are.
Five most watched?
Yeah.
Oh, that can vary.
I don't know how we could figure that out. We don't have those data.
Right.
But I would say Mistletoe Inn, Christmas List.
Snow Bride.
The other one I have on my phone.
Trading Christmas.
Well, yeah, but I don't watch that much. The one with Alicia Witt. Where she's in the car accident.
Very Merry Mix-Up. Yes.
Yeah. I watch that all the time. It's like the only one that'll.
Oh, no. No, what's got to be up there is Christmas to Remember. We watch that a lot.
Yes, we do.
And of course, the whatchamacallit, Fiji one.
Oh, A Summer to Remember.
A Summer to Remember.
We're going to have to put that on tonight, I think. I'm feeling a little Fiji coming on. Yeah.
It's been a little while since we've seen it.
Last night, I was telling you, I put on Crown for Christmas, and I didn't even make it to the Mulligan Stew. I was out like a light.
A second portion of that.
You can believe it.
You can believe it. A second portion. That's my favorite line in the whole movie.
The other one that we watch a lot is that's Garland for you.
Oh, yes.
And of course, Christmas in Evergreen.
Yes. Not Let It Snow.
we see that a lot, but not that much. What is it called?
That's Garland for you.
That's all I can think of.
No, it's a holy mackerel.
Christmas, Northern Exposure Christmas.
Northern Exposure Christmas. Yes, of course. That's it. You have stumbled upon it. Do I have to type in a search box, that's Garland for you?
That's Garland.
Christmas under wraps.
Yeah, I was going to say there's no snow. Under wraps because of the...
Yes, because...
The shipping company.
Yes.
It's a secret.
And it's a secret.
That, again, that clever puns.
Spoiler alert. He's really Santa.
Not him. Brian Doyle Murray.
Brian Doyle Murray, yes.
Is really Santa. Yeah, but not the guy, whatever his name.
His swarthy son.
Yeah, with his elf ears.
His son did not have elf ears.
Well, they stick out.
That's big ears. That's different. Elf ears are pointy.
Well, they're pointy and they stick out.
Okay, well.
I mean, to me, I'm just saying, when I see him, I think of an elf. Even though, but, you know, does Santa have some elf blood in him?
I don't know.
He's got magic, so.
He was a handyman.
I still love at the end when he's like, get on up here. He says to Candace Cameron Bray. And he's like, I gotta get going.
Yeah.
They cut out whatever he said to her or vice versa.
Get
on up
here. Now get off.
That's my favorite bad edit. All right. Shall we talk about the main attraction?
It was always you. You mean the story about Elizabeth's engagement plans are thrown into disarray when her fiancé's free-spirited brother David returns home? David's unexpected influence prompts Elizabeth to question her life decisions. Starring Erin Krakow and Tyler Hines.
So my number one complaint about this movie is he's not funny. They don't employ his dry humor whatsoever.
Okay. Wow. but off the bat.
But now that I got that off my chest, we can talk about the movie. So she goes to this incredibly luxurious...
And by he, you mean Tyler Hines, who was born in Toronto and raised in Ottawa.
Yes. Also known as David in this movie. So Elizabeth goes with her fiancé to his family house. That is a mansion on the Pacific Ocean, the Puget Sound or wherever they filmed it in Alaska or wherever. I mean, not Alaska.
I got to break Canada. In with this.
Oh, there's news.
He got his professional start at the age of 8 performing on stage, touring Canada in the role of young Tommy in the rock musical.
Tommy.
From there, he went on to television and films. Okay. Which means he's a singer.
He's a singer. Yeah. Well, is he still a singer?
Let me see.
He was a singer. No. Is he still a singer?
He's an accomplished actor, director, producer, editor, writer, and musician. That's what it says.
Okay. I look forward to him being on that next awkward Christmas concert soiree thing that they do with the... That they made Paul Green do with Jessica Lange and Jen Lilly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Show up on the next
one. That Christmas special that they did that was...
Because I'm sure he's got some dry humor to throw down in that one. Okay. So she shows up at this gorgeous place that has outbuildings, a whole studio for the sister to be an artist, and a pretty posh electric, with electric treehouse.
Yeah, it's
it's nice. It's probably
a high-end treehouse.
Yeah, it's probably bigger than some people's apartments. So she shows up, but you get the picture pretty quickly. They're both dentists. They share a practice. Everything has to be a certain way. Everything's mm-hmm. planned. She's got lists for her lists, that kind of woman. She's planning the wedding. They have so much wedding planning to do when they are away at the family homestead for the next week.
Right.
And to get ready for the marriage. And it all culminates with an engagement party for her and her fiance.
Right.
And they get there. And again, you're getting the feeling very boring. He doesn't want to go anywhere. He doesn't want to do anything.
Yeah, he is like, he's really into being a dentist.
Yes.
And he, but he very straight-laced, emotionless.
Right. I forget where he wants to go on their honeymoon. And she's like, I have an idea. We could go to Paris. And he's like, why? You
know? No, if she says, oh, I have plans. And he goes, oh, another seminar?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And he's like, how about we get together and go to the seminar in 2 weeks?
You know what he's like? He's very Vulcan-like.
Oh, yeah. Until the end.
Right.
Yeah. But he is very much all business. And like you said, stiff. You know, it's almost like she'll want to kiss him. And he's like, why? She wants to dance with him at one point, and he doesn't, it's almost like he's at a seventh grade dance. Yeah. Doesn't want to touch
her. And then says, is this over?
Yeah.
Is it over?
Which could be read two ways.
Really?
Really?
I thought they
left
that one dangling out there pretty obviously.
Right. Well, meanwhile, they have the sister, the fiance has a brother, David, and a sister. And the sister is an artist, but she's also like, I don't need men. I'm okay. And it's clear that there's this little postal delivery guy pining for her. And so Elizabeth kind of works to throw them together a little bit. The mom is very pleasant. And she had used to like live across the street. So I wonder what her house looked like. Probably amazing. And, she is just more and more restless, but also because David, who is like a world traveler, one of these rolling stones will gather no moss, keeps on challenging her. Like, I remember when you were fun. I remember you used to like this. Didn't you want to travel? Hey, remember the globe? Like, remember this list you made of all these places you wanted to go in Italy? And, you know.
He kind of was a little, being the D word to her.
Oh, he was being a little, annoying, but also like challenging her. Like
needling her.
Challenging her, but, you know, to the point where he's being a jerk. Well, I mean, clearly, when they first saw each other. But I got the
feeling it was like a pulling your pigtails type thing.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, they talked about, you could tell there was animosity there. There mm-hmm. was some sort of tension, friction.
Yeah.
It wasn't really tension. It was more friction in the beginning.
Right.
Like you said, he was needling her, but like not necessarily in a nice way.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of putting her down sometimes.
Right.
You know, so trying to goad her, I would say, in a nice way, mm-hmm. if I were going to describe his behavior. But it is true that he was being very critical and wasn't, you know, he had in his mind that she was a different kind of person and he wasn't going to let go of that. But she remembered some interactions that weren't nice from when they were teenagers. Yeah. And if the way he was behaving at first was any indication, no wonder.
Right.
You know,
well, what happens is the brother, the get married brother, gets called out for an emergency and he goes and heads back home and says, oh, I'll be back
tomorrow. After I do the surgery first thing in the morning.
Right. And he, when he tries to come back, the bridge is like washed out. Actually,
it was struck
like
by lightning.
Yeah, I know. It actually looked like they just put some lumber on it to make it look like it.
Yeah. I'm always amazed that they can fix bridges in 3 days because, I grew up after that bridge collapsed in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And they went around the whole state and and inspected all of the bridges.
Right.
And several bridges in my area needed to be fixed. And that took a long time.
Yeah. In reality, fixing a bridge could take a long time.
Yeah. I mean, well, they could, maybe one side was okay. They could.
But here's my problem with this dude. Okay. The bridge, can't use the bridge. It's the only way in and out of town. There's no such thing as boats.
Or a ferry.
Or a ferry. There's got to be a ferry.
There has to be something.
Yeah.
I mean.
They can't just have that as the only entry and exit to and from town.
Right. It's true. Yeah. That would not have flown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So he goes back. So then.
But he's happy. I mean, it also speaks to like he's content to be missing this stuff.
Yeah.
And she's going to do the planning and she's going to do it on her own. And he's got, the fiance has her car, and Tyler Hines is like, look, he sees her walking on the side of the road. He's like, get in the truck. I'll take you to town. Like,
yeah,
but she was like one of the, you know, the type that like, no, I'm not going to take a ride from you. Like, even though I don't really want to walk 2 miles in high heeled boots or whatever. Yeah. So that's how much she was like not wanting help and not how and how much she didn't want to hang out with him.
Right.
But he was there with her and annoying her through a lot of the wedding preparations. They had a, there was like a thing in the florist, I think. And then a scene with the wedding registry.
Right.
Where she tries to tag him. You know,
well, that's a little later. That's after they start warming up to each other.
Yeah. But I mean, I've kind of jumped around a little.
That's how, that was after his love speech that he.
Oh, yeah. The one where he was like, this is what a good love speech would be. And he, you could tell he's like,
but the DJ and they, and.
Oh, yeah. The DJ and the dance.
Yeah. And the dance. And she.
That actually was funny. I stand corrected.
What
when he plays, so this teenager is going to be the DJ and he's got to go take care of the dog or whatever.
Yeah.
And he leaves them there with the mood set and the love song playing. And he's like, we can't let this go to waste. So they dance and they have a moment or whatever. And she's like, he's like, I need the deposit or I need your list of songs. And she doesn't have it with her. That's the beginning of her showing signs of cracking.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have the thing. And she's like, that's it. She's so flustered by the dance with him. She's like, I'll see you at home. And the guy's like, I need a check for 50% up front. And Tyler Hines is like, and David says, not now or whatever. Like whatever he said was like, was like the kind older brother, like doing the little course correction, like, this is not the time, you know, and he like goes off, like, learn to read the room, kid.
Well, it also was funny when he was in the kitchen.
Dancing.
Playing the music and she comes down and he goes, and he gives her the cake and stuff. And she goes, I'm not eating this. And he goes, oh, that's fine. I'll be over here dancing.
That's right. So, yeah. So he was mildly amusing.
He's been
way funnier in other ones. So by the time David comes back, she has climbed into the treehouse, which she had never done before because she was afraid. Her mom told her to stay off the swing of the rope ladder. And she did. She had gone to the roadhouse after that. Was that after the, when did she go to that restaurant?
She went to the restaurant before with her fiance when they were coming into town.
Right. And they were not, you know, here's your Chardonnay, which it's a beer because they only serve beer, et cetera.
Yeah, she wanted to show the how pie, rigid they are. They said, you don't get the pie unless you eat a tower of oysters.
That's right. 3 dozen oysters. So then she goes later on with David and they have a great time.
Yes.
And then she goes again by herself and tells the waitress that she didn't know you could go weak in the knees until she had that dance with David.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman gave her the pie without the oysters because she could use it. So there were some cute things in the movie in terms of that, like to keep going to the same place and have that waitress.
Yeah.
Because she had a couple of friends, but not her closest sidekick, quote unquote, was the sister, the future sister-in-law, right. The artiste. But it was cute that she was like, you know, look, you look like you could use this pie, you know,
yeah.
You need it today. That was that.
And so then they have the wedding,
the engagement party.
That's it.
Yeah.
And, prior to that, the sister decides to warm up to the mailman, and then they...
he gave her, like, a vintage decoy that's probably, you know...
Right.
...quite important, and later on, they didn't have that decoy sitting in the same place.
One of those where...
Did she move it? Is she sleeping with it now? Like, what's the deal?
But, so the engagement party happens... And the fiance is telling dentist jokes.
Yep.
Aaron Krakow says, "Yo, I got to talk to you."
And dumps him in the middle of the party.
Exactly. In the middle of their engagement party.
And she's saying goodbye to him and she kisses him.
Right.
And of course, that's overseen by Tyler Hines, David.
He sees that and he goes, "Oh."
And by the time she gets back out to the living room, the mom's like, yeah, he's gone.
He's gone already. He went to Manitoba.
Where was he going?
Mumbai. Yes, I knew it was an M. It was either Manitoba or Mumbai.
It could have been Manitoba.
They get them confused.
Those two
all
are very
the time.
Similar.
Yes.
And Munich, like three peas in a pod right there. So to her credit, she says to her fiance that she's just crushed. Although he doesn't seem very crushed.
He's a Vulcan, man. I'm telling you.
She's just like, I don't think this is working out. I think I need to find out who I am. And she finds out that Tyler Hines is gone.
Right.
And it cuts to a year later. So I want to give a big shout out that they didn't go the easy way out where she goes, I need to find out who I am. And then tracks down the guy and is like, okay, here I am.
Yeah.
She travels the world for a year.
Right.
Which with all those student loans from being a dentist, she must have had a nice house.
And she went to France and all that because she was wearing a beret.
Yes. Plus, she was eating profiteroles, and David had told her about the best profiteroles are in the 5th arrondissement.
Ah.
Yeah, so we don't know.
I was there, and I didn't get no profiteroles.
Profiteroles.
Profiteroles. What are they, exactly?
Pastries.
Oh, okay. What kind?
They're a kind of pastry.
Yeah.
Here, I'll pull up a picture.
I'd like to know.
I thought that they have, like, a cream filling or something.
Oh.
So let me tell you.
You have piqued my interest.
Yeah. They're like these. They're like cream puffs with chocolate on top.
Yeah, cream puffs with chocolate on top.
Yeah, we'll have to make those for. Yeah, because it's really good for you. Because it's got the milk, the butter, the flour, the eggs, the heavy cream, the semi-sweet chocolate chips, the honey, the coffee, and... the ice cream.
And it's all your major food groups right there.
It's all your major food groups. Good vanilla ice cream such as Häagen-Dazs for serving. Wow. Well, that looks delicious.
Yes.
So if those are not cream puffs, that better be cream in there and not. That's got to be cream and not ice cream.
Yeah, not ice cream. Yes.
You don't need ice cream. Well, you know me. I'm not a huge ice cream fan. But I do like Häagen-Dazs. Anyway, it's got eggs in it too.
Yes.
So... she is back for the marriage of the sister and the mailman. And guess who else is back? David,
right. And her former
fiance
is now
with the dental hygienist from their practice.
Who also loves working all the time.
Who I just figured out who she is. She plays the doctor friend in Christmas with the Darlings.
Right. Yeah.
I couldn't place her when we were watching it. I couldn't place her.
Yeah.
The lesbian doctor.
Yes. I remember her previous thing.
Yeah. It's the nose. Her nose is very distinctive. She's got great color hair, too. It's that, that auburn.
Yeah.
Sorry. Excuse me. So despite the fact that Tyler Hines could have been funnier, I did appreciate the integrity with which they treated the story.
Okay.
Which was that they didn't compromise. They had her travel, although I'm telling you, I don't know where she must be independently wealthy, because she leaves a practice for dentistry for like a year when she's probably still paying off her student loans from being in school. Maybe she didn't have student loans because she had family money or something.
Yeah.
And just goes and travels for a year. I don't
think she had family money, if you remember the whole backstory.
Right. Her parents had divorced or whatever. Yeah. She was over at their house trying to feel like a normal
family.
Yeah. Except, but look at their house. There had to have been money in her family because their house was like a mansion. Except they were on the ocean side. So maybe theirs was cheaper across the street. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying that, like, sometimes I try to figure out these things. Is it really feasible? I mean, maybe she was staying in hostels, but she's a little old for that scene. And so I don't know.
I think she had some scratch.
She must have had some scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just for the sake of argument, we'll just say that. That's the case. So is there anything else we want to say about the movie?
I didn't give my opinion about the movie. Oh. That was all yours.
Ooh, what?
You didn't rate it either.
No, I know. That's why I'm saying before we rate it, what else do you want to say?
Oh, nothing. I thought I liked the story and stuff. I thought I would elaborate when I rate
okay.
it.
Okay. I'll do the rating.
Okay.
I want to say that the bangs and the heavy eye makeup did not bother me as much as I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
I did in the previews. I was like, I am going to be staring at that face the whole time, thinking, how does she open up her eyes with all that heavy makeup on it? And I do hate the bangs. I think she has been definitely, the whole thing about her is that she's got that kind of like ivory skin girl thing. She looks like Fresh, the girl next door type.
Yeah.
I mean, literally is that a girl next door in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they did her up in this, it just didn't enhance her looks. Like, she could be much more beautiful, in my opinion. Anyway, so she's still a very beautiful woman. So that was good. And they had integrity. And we ended up watching it last night. So we've watched it twice, although I slept through the second time, most of it.
Yeah, you woke up on the tail end of the movie.
Yeah, because I forgot. We didn't even talk about how, like, there was the surprise party. But I didn't watch it
twice
because
I liked it and wanted to watch it twice. I watched it just to refresh my memory about the movie.
I think I'm going to go with a 2.5.
Okay.
2.5. It was, well, first of all, the scenery is beautiful. If you like the kind of upper Pacific coast there, let's call that.
Right.
That was gorgeous. I like Tyler Hines. His hair is way too long. It was sticking out in the back. It was driving me nuts.
Okay.
And it was sweet. Oh, we didn't even talk about how at the end they were both at the wedding. And then that's when he says, I loved you yesterday. I love you today. And I'll love you tomorrow.
Right.
Like, and it's always been you. He wrote her a love letter and put it in a book when they were kids. And she never found it.
It a love letter?
Yeah. He said,
I thought it was just a list of all of the places.
No, she had the list of all the places. Oh. He said the Colosseum, the Sistine Chapel, Trevi Fountain. I think that was the first one. I don't know where these places are, but if you're there, I want to go there with you.
Right.
You know, but I want to go there with you. So it was like he was head over heels as a kid and never wavered in his love for her, which is probably why he was being such a jerk and like the pigtails and the inkwell type behavior and the needling that he was doing. So I thought there were elements of sweetness about it. Mm-hmm. And I like that we've seen the mailman before.
You know, yeah, he's been a good sidekick,
basically. And I was glad she dumped the guy. I knew that dentist was gonna end up with the dental hygienist.
Yeah.
And it was actually nice at the end that he was like dancing. He was a whole different person because mm-hmm. it was clear that they had something that made him wake up and be more alive.
Right.
Than he had with her. So it was mm-hmm. like the double satisfaction of she shouldn't have been with him. She should be with this other guy who's been in love with her all this time. And she loves him. And this, you know, and he's awakened her to be more outgoing and adventurous and, you know, have more joie de vivre. And this guy also has had the same effect with the hygienist. So right. That was all those reasons are why they all conspire to make it a 2.5 in my mind.
Okay. Now do I get to see?
And delete.
Oh, wow. Okay. I liked it a little better than you did.
Oh, wow.
I'll give it a 3.
Okay.
Mostly because I like Tyler Hines in movies.
Yep.
Even that one.
The one, the Bachelor Bake Off.
Kelly Pickler.
Oh, the Mistletoe Secret.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch that later. I still haven't watched it from last season.
Yeah. So I thought that was good. The love story was pretty good. Obviously, you know, she's going to break up with the dentist.
Well, and you know that the guy, it was always you.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, like you said, they didn't, the dentist wasn't a bad guy.
Right.
You know, just kind of
clueless and stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's good that they gave him a happy ending.
Yeah.
And, they have the happy ending. And at the end, they're watching television on a couch in that treehouse. It's like
eating popcorn. They probably made in a microwave up there.
That
treehouse probably has like a larger circuit box than this house.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There's all kinds of lights, but I don't think it has heat. But maybe they had an electric heater, but she was there in a big fluffy.
Yeah.
But it's very unusual for them. And correct me if I'm wrong. It feels unusual that they would show them in an intimate, snuggly moment like that at the end.
Right.
Usually there's some sort of activity or they'll stop it on the first kiss or.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm just thinking of the one. Not One Royal Holiday or whatever. The one that was just on there with Laura Osnes and the secret prince from wherever, and they get stranded, and he's got to give his second royal address and all that. And how at the end it's like a group thing where they're opening gifts and he's giving her the official slipper, putting it on her. You know, that's cheesy, but to have them just there like in a real moment, like snuggly.
Yeah,
I may have to, you know, 3 is pretty good.
Yeah. And exactly. That is a strange ending for a Hallmark. Traditionally, it's they get together and they kiss and that's it.
Right.
And that's the end.
Yeah.
And in this one, it was they get together, they kiss, but then they're just hanging out.
Yeah.
And just being, intimate with each other.
He's like
he's feeding her the popcorn and stuff like that. Yeah. So
okay, yeah, okay, I'll upgrade it to a 3.
Yeah,
and I still think
and Krakow did not annoy me as much as I thought she was going to.
Exactly.
So that
they did a good job.
That 3.5 point right there was just
for being bearable. So
yes, we don't watch When Calls the Hope.
Yeah, that's right.
Hope's the heart.
When the hope is in the valley or whatever. Keep or delete, my friend.
That's true. That you see that we're in a gray area now.
Because, yeah.
It wouldn't be a go-to.
Right.
Because you're right. If it was a little funnier, it may be a keep for me.
Uh-huh.
But right now I'd say it's a delete. I'd watch it if it showed up.
Yeah.
You know, on the stage, you turn it on and then it's playing. Okay, I'll watch it.
Right.
But I don't know if I'd go to it. So it's a delete for me.
I agree. I think, though, that there are things on our DVR that I like less.
Oh, there's plenty on our DVR that I like
less. So I would think that, you know, we could maybe delete in that way, have that one in case we saw it on TV, and then we would watch it to skip through the commercials.
Okay. So,
but I'm not trying to angle for a third category. So
you're saying that it's a delete, but not until you delete worse ones.
Even though I said it like delete, it's not necessarily an immediate delete. I have to say, of all the spring, not of all the Love Ever Afters, it's the best one that they had this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the others we haven't liked.
Yeah, so. I don't think we had one we rated highly.
No, I don't think so. We could be wrong.
Yeah.
We could have forgotten.
I know. Those shows are already out of my head.
That's right. Hey, once they're out in the world, we don't have to keep on to them. Everyone else can hold on to them.
So
yeah. So
it's on the bubble.
It has a reprieve.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, the Playing Cupid, we actually didn't rate not terribly.
Yeah.
That was cute. It was a different, but I think it was a delete.
Yeah.
I don't think we still have it.
I think this is the best of
Love
Ever After.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so. that's almost like a ringing endorsement for us for a not Christmas movie. A 3. We both give it a 3.
Yes.
We both say, if it was on, we would watch it. And I would delete other things first.
Okay.
So.
Well, we're going to hit the skipping stone next week with the
prince.
The prince. And then we will spring into fling.
That's right. Spring fling, baby. So we would love it if you felt like you wanted to send us some email to marksthespotmail@gmail.com. We would particularly love it if instead of doing that, if you wanted to do something, but didn't want to, you know, had to choose to only do one thing, you could go and rate the podcast, give it 5 stars.
Yes.
And make it easier for other people to find it.
At Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. And you could also check out damshow.co, which is the website for the Damn Junior Podcasting Network, where you can check out our other podcast that Jim is on with his brother Richie, called Destroy All Movies.
That's right.
So that's
we just did our 350th episode.
Wow.
So. Going strong since 2007.
That's right. We're going strong since 2020.
Yeah. 2020,
which says something. We're coming up on our anniversary, so we'll have to think about what we're going to do for that. That's like the first week in April,
right?
You Baking Me Crazy first one.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Wow. That's all I have to say.
That's all we have to say. We'll do our retrospective. Because
wow is backwards and forwards the same thing.
Oh, a palindrome.
Yes. So is mom.
Yeah.
And that's wow flipped over.
And madam.
Oh.
Wow.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You got me. You got me with that one. You blew my mind.
Well, until you hear us again, hope everyone is well. Enjoy the upcoming movie, Fit for a Prince. Think about all the different.
Yes.
Tell us what you think that the first draft of that title was. The Measure of a Prince.
The Measure of a Prince. New suit for a prince.
That's right. Hemming him in. Hemming the prince in. Hemming in the prince. Yeah. All right. Everyone, take care. And we'll talk next week.